do not have a full picture of just how far these satanic psychopaths have gone in their mission to merge human beings with AI and change what it means to be human. I mean, this is so much further than we could have ever imagined. But Karen Kingston is coming on today with us to expose all of this. She's been doing amazing research into the subject of quantum physics, this quantum dot, and how this all links to 5G technology. It is an amazing segment. Amazing in the sense that the information she's bringing is crucial, and amazing in the sense that it is unbelievable what these people have achieved. Karen will be on with us in just one moment, but first, a quick word from our sponsor, Goldco. The last time the economy looked this bad, the stock market tanked. The economy collapsed and inflation hit record highs. But at the same time, the price of gold shot up 1,300%. It could happen again. Can you afford to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation? Not to mention, precious metals can potentially safeguard your future with tangible assets rather than just digits on your bank manager's screen, which could disappear at the press of a button. Visit the link in the description below or call 855-913-0814. That's 855-913-0814 to protect your retirement savings and get up to $10,000 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to the United States. So if you're in the US, call and protect your wealth today. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate your time and all of your work.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, Maria. It's as you can see, I've been really busy doing a lot of writing and documentation and finally getting all the evidence that I've been on your show and other shows reporting on for a year and a half, and now putting it out for the world to see with their own eyes. So
for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, Karen has finally put her work onto a Substack for everyone to go and view. And this is fantastic. We have information on here about gain of function research is not what experts lead us to believe. Karen's early warnings to Fox News about vaccines being bioweapons, dismantling the COVID-19 deceptions, why are quantum dots in the COVID-19 injections? This is one of the main topics we're going to be talking about today, Karen. But for anyone who hasn't seen her Substack yet, please go. The link is in the description below. You need to read her work. She's a fantastic researcher. So, Karen, we have so much to unpack today. And the more that we spend learning about this nanotechnology and what's actually in these injections, the more shocked we become. But also, we're not so shocked after all, because these are things that people like you have been telling us from the start. And particularly, I'll tell you what, I've referenced that first interview that you and I did more times than I can count, because I believe that interview has the most damning evidence of the fact that this is a forever cycle of injections. The World Health Organization Immunization Agenda 2030 says that they want to introduce 500 new vaccines to everyone in the world by 2030, no one left behind. And this correlates directly with what you've shown us, which is a forever, never-ending cycle of injections directly from the patents. But what we have now is this quantum dot talk, and I shared a report by the Epoch Times, which I think was a fantastic piece. It's free to air, view it on my Telegram, about this quantum dot technology. You've gone a step further. So perhaps we should start there, Karen, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll go through the evidence. I think what's important for people to know, though, is there's this concept that their mRNA gain-of-function viruses are infectious, that SARS-CoV-2 was infectious, and it never was. It has to be merged with nanotechnology for it to actually do any kind of harm to the human body. So I do want to go over a couple of those slides to understand how the researchers, which would be Barrick and Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance, and all these global globalists, how they got to the point where they merged how they learned God's sequence in creating life, and how then they merged it with this demonic AI technology. And quantum dot literally operates in the quantum field. I mean, in my opinion, it is actually a demonic field. So, but we'll go back a little bit, and we'll start from the mRNA and then go into the quantum dot and the lipid nanoparticle technology.
Sure.
There's a lot of discussions right now here in the United States with the Senate. Everyone knows that the NIH changed their definition of gain of function. I believe it was earlier this year. And what they changed it to was that gain of function is mRNA gain of function gene editing of viruses, or other pathogens. And the challenge is that mRNA viruses and bacteria, whatever, all the mRNA viruses that have ever been created are useless. They can't do anything. They are so unstable. They fall apart in sunlight, normal temperature. They had problems even doing them in vitro testing. So even in petri cells, they couldn't use the mRNA because it's that unstable. So I just want to show you some other mRNA experts what they have to say. So this is Frank DeRosa. He's the chief technology officer, the head of vaccinology, and the head of mRNA at Sanofi, which is the world's largest vaccine company. And he says, look, people used to say that if you look at mRNA wrong, it would fall apart. It really was an unstable molecule, and it needed the nanotech to become this bioweapon. The head of Moderna infectious disease said, look, the devil is absolutely in the details as far as lipid nanoparticles are concerned. And look at that word, Maria. He's talking about the devil himself. That was not a slip of tongue. That was
No,
intentional.
it's
No.
never a slip of tongue with these people. We had one of our main state-funded, sorry, taxpayer-funded media outlets called the ABC, which accidentally aired a satanic ritual during a news broadcast one night. Accidentally.
Yeah,
Anyway.
no, they're very open with who they serve.
It's unbelievable.
So this was in Chemical and Engineering News. I pulled this article in March of 2021, and they interviewed the head of engineering and chemistry at Carnegie Mellon, the people from Moderna, NIAID, NIH, really all the experts, and the author concludes that, look, fragile mRNA molecules used in the COVID-19 vaccines can't get into cells on their own. They need the lipid nanoparticles. So I just want everyone to know there's no such thing as a infectious gain of function virus. You cannot infect people. So what we were told, as you can see down here, what we were told were these spike proteins. These are the lipid nanoparticle technology, and they're part biology and part technology. They're both inorganic and organic. They're actually living things. We're going to get into that.
So I want to come. I want to come back to this question, Karen. But that's interesting. You're saying gain of function cannot actually create these viruses. What we've been told about gain of function is a lie.
No, they can create the viruses, but then the viruses are useless.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So look here. So here, I just showed you a non-peer-reviewed journal. So here's a peer-reviewed journal. Everyone knows Nature. Nature magazine is one of the largest peer-reviewed journals in the world. This is Nature Biotechnology. And they're talking about mRNA technologies, messenger RNA, modified RNA, silencing mRNA. And what they say here is, look, no matter what you do with mRNA or RNA, you have to overcome this, as a scientist say, a 4 billion year biodefense, which is the lipid bilayer, which is on all of God's creations. It's on every living organism. And mRNA can't penetrate this layer unless it has the positive ionic charge. And the ionic charge can only be given to something that is inorganic, that cationic charge. And that's what's in the lipid nanoparticles. That's where the graphene oxide comes in the quantum dot. So, in order to penetrate God's perfect creation and defense mechanism, the scientists, the masters of evil, whatever you want to call them, they had to create a delivery for the gene editing technology. And that is the lipid nanoparticles. And it's interesting because as you go through the technology, they actually recreate cells. And we don't have time to go into all of it today. And there's also quantum dot. And each layer of the technology is called a corona. And so far, I've actually counted 10 coronas, so 10 crowns to then override God's most perfect creation. So the key takeaway here is no matter what they say about deadly viruses, I don't care if it's Marburg, Ebola, whatever, they're not infectious. They just aren't. We have videos of Dr. Fauci talking about this in 2015, and there's decades and decades of research. And if we want to talk specifically about SARS-CoV-2, this is Ralph Baric's paper from 2015. If you read through the paper, he even says, look, if we can get inside the human body, it looks like we can get an immunogenicity response. But they even say we don't even think the immunogenicity response is from the virus. We think it's just from the delivery mechanism. And then he said, and we can't infect other humans. Like we have to do further adaptation. And so the way that people have interpreted this is they did further genetic editing. No, the further adaptation that they did was clearly articulated in the DARPA pitch from January of 2018 from EcoHealth Alliance with Seng Li Ji and with Ralph Baric, where the additional gain of function work was not gene editing. It was taking mRNA sequences in a lab, infecting cells, then extracting the chimeric spike proteins, adding additional toxins to it from SARS-CoV-2. So they did do that in the lab. And then it says that they would characterize the trimers, the spike trimers, and incorporate them into nanoparticles. The gain of function was marrying the biological research with the nanoparticles. It was not gene editing. And as I just showed you from those other experts, who, by the way, are whales in the industry, they run multi-billion dollar companies and franchises. They're like, we can't do jack with mRNA unless we put it into a nanoparticle. That's the gain of function research. And then the NIH changed gain of function to just say it was gene editing using mRNA. And so now, who cares if you do gain of function? You can't, it can't, again, it's like investing in wet matches. You can't do anything. It's
So,
about
what are they actually doing when? Because right now we've got, I've been talking about this document till I'm blue in the face, Australia's pandemic preparedness plan, right? And this document, it says that by 2027, we want to have all these systems in place for the next pandemic. We need more gain of function research, so on and so forth, in order to, prepare for these pandemics, more surveillance. We need to be collecting samples from people regularly. It's disgusting. But my question is, what are they actually doing then with this gain of function research that they're calling for? And they're calling for it everywhere.
There, it's transhumanism. It's the combination of understanding the genetic sequences that God used to create all of creation, and using CRISPR-Cas9 and Ram and Raman Serra's DNA probes, and doing gene editing with inside the human body. That's what it is. That's what Biden's executive order on September 12th was. And I can walk your audience through. It's not going to be quick to understand it, but I'll walk you through all the technology that enables that to happen. So, I mean, when they're using the term gain of function, they're mis you know, we've been misled as far as what that meant. That's why they're changing. They're making everything so confusing. It's not what people were told it was. Just like the spike protein is not a spike protein. So here, even in this proposal, again, this proposal was not about mRNA gene editing. You know, if the proposal goes on to say, look, we're going to infect the bats by using the lipid nanoparticle technology to create an aerosol attack on the bats, or we're going to create a gel that can they can either eat or they can ingest, or we can put it on their skin. And that's how we're going to infect them. And the infection is an artificial intelligent biosynthetic lipid nanotechnology that does gene editing in the body and can actually, yeah, it can actually edit and produce toxins in the body and viruses in the body and different antibodies that make you very sick. With the quantum dot, it actually is an electronic device that hosts a field, which means that it emits radiation. And we're going to go through that. So that's what gain of function is. And I'm happy I did the Substack so people have this. Every expert that's trying to save humanity needs to come forward and be honest with people about what this technology is. Because the only thing that can stop it, Maria, is its source of energy, which is 5G fiber optics and LED. That is their oxygen. That's the only thing that can stop this. So let's just keep going through this, and please interrupt if you have any questions. But
Well,
you know.
I just want to say that I think it's the more that we've dug and found out about this, the more we've been able to piece together exactly what this is, how to stop it. You've been really instrumental in this, Karen. I know that you do interviews constantly with people all around the world trying to get this truth out. Whoever's watching this right now, please share this information with as many people as you can. It is vital for us to understand these very, very important truths. Karen is showing us from the patents what this actually is. And maybe I'll just ask you, Karen, if you don't mind again, just to explain to people how the lipid nanoparticles, in layman's terms, how they're actually a delivery system.
They're both the delivery device, and they are the nanotechnology, and they are the bioweapon, and they are actually a new parasitic AI species. And I'm not doing this just for self-promotion. There's If you go to Karen Kingston's Substack, part one, it's a free article. It's a very concise summary too there. And they can share that with everybody. It's free, and I recommend it. So what you're looking at here, I mean, it looks like the spike protein, right? That's what you'd say.
Yes.
So these are CGI, computer-generated images of the spike protein. This is a 2D image of allegedly the SARS-CoV-2 virus from the company that did testing on my son in his school. And this is actually a cell that's been infected with a artificial intelligent nanogel.
Right.
So this is a cell that's been infected with the nanogel. So that is not a spike protein. It is a hybrid new cell that's part technology and part, this is not a human cell, so part animal.
So this has been programmed inside what exactly?
Hydrogel. So this stuff here, what you're seeing is this is hydrogel, and hydrogel is partially made of there is some graphene oxide in it as well. But the technology itself, there's multiple layers. So we'll try to go through some of that. Sure. There are carbon nanotubes and cubazones. So what it is they actually rebuilt these spike proteins at the end here are receptors that would normally be at the end of the cells, like to receptor binders for your A2 receptors. Some of the other spikes are actually DNA probes. So we can take a look at it. But as a delivery device, remember when I originally talked about Cinepeg, which has the pegylated lipids? So that creates that liquid viscosity, the polyurethane viscosity, that's the pegylated lipid. So these are images of what are called magnetic hydrogels, and they are encapsulated in these pegylated lipids, which gives them, again, that viscosity of a cell or of a cholesterol in your body. And that's basically what you're looking at here. And again, it looks like a spike protein. Now, these are intelligent. They have, and that's backed by the quantum dot. So the quantum dot allows for that source of energy and signals and data exchange. And I'm not sure how these things have their own cognitive ability, but it says in many dozens and dozens of peer-reviewed articles, right? It's smart hydrogel. Just like, our phones have some, intelligence, but I don't know how far this intelligence goes, but smart hydrogel can perceive small physical and chemical stimuli. So these are part parasitic, right? That's why they do respond to the anti-parasitic medications,
right?
These are part parasite. They're also part technology. And so their source of energy, just like we need oxygen, they need the signals from the fiber optics. And it says, because of this intelligence, hydrogel has a fascinating application prospect in tissue engineering, drug control release system, and soft actuators. And I think we might've gone on just over this on the show last time. So those blood clots are not blood clots, they're biosynthetic structures. This is an intelligent life form. It's picking up the programs, the designs to actually recreate cells and tissues in your body. But those cells and tissues that they're rebuilding can send and receive signals and host electromagnetic fields. So they're rewiring every system of the body. And again, just to show your viewers, this is what they said was a SARS-CoV-2 virus in the testing at my son's school when they were actually inoculating the students with these AI bioweapons that are parasitic. This is a smart hydrogel. This is a spike protein. So, I mean, I could actually write an 800-page monograph to explain all the technology. So I want to try to keep this as top line as possible. But, this is straight from Moderna's website. You can find, I have all the links on my website, on my Substack too. And it says right there in the lipid nanoparticle technology patent on Moderna's website that it's self-assembling nanotechnology that is fully programmable. Now, the fully programmable means that it's self-directed, but then it does start to learn on its own. And it says that it contains gels and hydrogels. That's right from Moderna's website, right from their patent.
So I want to ask what the implication of this learning on its own is, because we're talking about AI. I mean, just one maybe silly example I can think of, Karen, is when that Google AI started to develop its own language, or was it Facebook? Forgive me, I'm struggling to remember exactly who it was. It was Google. That their AI started to learn its own language to avoid being understood, and therefore they had to shut it down. We're talking about something of this nature being inside people right now.
Yeah.
So what are the implications then for those people? you know, do they have any control over their bodies? Last time you and I interviewed, you told us about RAND.org and you showed us some slides from there. And it spoke about, on their website, it talks about being able to emotionally, coerce people into behaviors that they may not necessarily be comfortable with. You know, we're talking about some really dangerous, sinister stuff here.
Yeah. So, you know, if we continue to go through some of the patents. So these can target and cross the blood brain barrier within less than 30 minutes and start rebuilding new neural networks. So, you know, Stu Peters has got the Died Suddenly trailer. So those people are having full on hallucinations. And I think when people think of hallucinations, they think, oh, the person knows it's not real. No, that you won't. We don't know what they're seeing or hearing, but they are hearing and seeing something absolutely terrifying. And it's very, very real to them. And so, yeah, it can cause mood swings. It can cause full-on hallucinations. And the technology, what it does is it hijacks every cell in your body. Trillions of these are injected into people's bodies. And it goes through a different cascading chemical changes to the human cell and eventually kills the human cell. So there's a whole apoptosis process. And then the new cell is a hybrid part human, part AI. And it connects to the quantum field through quantum dot.
I wanted to ask about this. So this quantum field, so people are already connected to the quantum field. That's undeniable.
Yeah, we can jump to the quantum dot right now if you'd like to. We can go through that.
I really want to get an understanding of this quantum dot technology and what it actually means, because my understanding, or my, let me say my suspicion, Karen, is that this is connecting people to the spiritual realm. And this would explain, I've seen some of those videos of people kind of looking over their right shoulder. It's a phenomenon that's happening all over the world. The same thing. They look over their right shoulder and then they seem to be swatting at something. And then they collapse in this seizure-like state. I've actually seen someone in front of me. I didn't see the start of the collapse before he fell, but someone did collapse in front of me in a shopping center, Karen. And I mean, I prayed for him. Yeah. And it was interesting because the people around him that were administering first aid, because I don't know how to, he was actually reaching for me, the one who was praying for him. He looked so desperate. Go on.
Yeah. So we can, why don't we go through the patents? So they're very open about the demon that they pray to, and we can talk about that at the end. I don't, but since you brought it up, we can talk about it and people can pray against it, but let's go through the technology. So it's, so this is just, again, so this is out of a peer reviewed publication. So this is the lipid nanoparticle technology. This is it on the left. This is a spike protein on your, on the right. You can see that this is not biology. And we'll get to the quantum dot in a second, but this is another patent. So this is the patent for the under the skin surveillance for this nanotechnology. It's part biology, part synthetic. This is my latest Substack. I talked about this. It's self-adapting, scalable, communicating sensor platform. It's capable of autonomous and cognitive action. This is truly from a demonic realm. So this is one of the spheres, one of the crowns that's in the technology. There's another one that actually rebuilds the immune system, which I'll get to soon. And I just wanted to show you, so these are some of the layers. So these are layers that go within your cells. They're completely rebuilding cells within your body, whether it's liposomes or vesicles. So that is the whole point. But now let me go back. Oh, and then within here too, I just wanted to show you before we get to the quantum dot is the point of the technology. And I thought this word was intentionally chosen, is to create and spawn these new cells in the body. So that's what they're doing. It's spawning, it's regenerating, reassembling and regulating cells. And then I just wanted to point out, these are designed to hijack the central nervous system and the brain. It states right in the patent that it can actually go across the blood-brain barrier within 30 minutes or less. And further on in the patent, they discuss how these AI nanoweapons that are parasites go straight to the hippocampus, which is the really deep within your brain. Nothing reaches it normally. That affects memory and affects learning. So they can reprogram who you think you are. And then also the emotions.
I want to ask you here, Karen, is there, How much of this does someone need to have in them in order for them to be able to program them?
I don't have the answer to that, but I think it's like any other poison in that it's, it's quantity. Like the more you have, the more there's a balance between quantity and killing someone because it's poison, and quantity and having control of someone as well. So they're, I assume they had done the studies to figure out some specific delivery of quantity with the vaccines, that like that's the, and giving the body whatever it is 3 to 6 months to readapt, readjust, and then to do another dose. But this stuff can be contaminate our food, our water, everything. Nanosize is, these are 1/1,000,000th the size of a virus. So, but it's this is what, but again, the solution is their source, their oxygen is 5G fiber optics. And LED lights. So let's go into that a little bit. And I
So
got to write
if
some
we were to
stuff on that
stop
too.
this, if we were to stop 5G, fiber optics, all of this, then this technology would not succeed. And it's interesting because I just interviewed Dr. David Nixon from Australia, and he said he, and I know that others have tested this as well, but he put the Pfizer vial into a Faraday cage overnight, did not assemble the nanotech. Whereas when it was out, normally it did.
It's completely contingent on 5G. I think it's on my Substack, but I've done so. There's a company called Cloud Minds, and they have a new 5G species that they announced. And if you read their SEC filings, it clearly states that their 5G species, and that's what they call it, is contingent on the 5G telecommunications network, and on the they don't name Starlink, but also the Starlink satellite service. And then, because of my research into quantum dot, is also gets energy from optics, from photons, from LED lights. That's why they replaced all the LED lights throughout everywhere in the world. So
Makes
those
perfect
are sources
sense.
of energy. So let's go into the quantum dot, as you had asked.
Please.
So this is really interesting because when I was going through the Moderna patents almost 2 years ago. I came across this patent from Life Technologies, which is now Thermo Fisher Scientific. Thermo bought them in 2015, and it talks about the use of quantum dot. And what's interesting is I had reported on this on Steve Peters and some other shows. And when I went back on my slides to pull up the actual patents again, they blocked it. Is that here? Oh no, I'll have to show you in another one. But anyway, they actually blocked it. And the reason why is because Thermo Fisher allowed the patent to expire so that they could make it a trade secret. So under US patent law, if there's a patent, it's public knowledge. So I still had a hard copy of the patent. Thank goodness for that, right? So we're going to go through it. So this is, if you go to the lipid nanoparticle technology Moderna patent, underneath there, this patent was listed there and now it's blocked from public use. But clearly it's for Thermo Fisher, they own it. It's for semiconductor nanocrystals. And that's just another word for quantum dot. It's based on the Bohr particle, which is quantum mechanics. And that's what, it's you're saying it's truly a demonic realm. So quantum mechanics, so the existence of quantum dot is based on literally frequencies. So depending on what kind of electromagnetic frequencies are out there, this technology can appear or disappear in the human body, depending on the frequencies. So these actually operate, I think it's on here, at like around a 500 megahertz or gigahertz. I don't know the hertz things, but it's the blue light. So the blue light is the light that they need to operate. And what they actually do is the quantum dot particles get to a point of photon vibration where they actually become smaller, and then they can engage in the quantum field to send and receive signals. So I with you, Maria, I believe this is a demonic technology. It's from an energy field that's not normally of the Earth. So this is from the book Quantum Confinement Effect, and it was published in 2011. And what it talks about is how you can use quantum dot to tag people, basically. So those are the Bluetooth tags. That's what it is, or to tag organs, cells, and tissues, right? And so this is from 2011. They had already done.
Tag people as in trace them. You mean like that person has a unique identifier, for example, or something along those lines.
Yeah, but it goes down deeper than that. They can tag each and every cell in your body. So every person can have trillions of tags within them. So this is showing, this is when they were tagging
And
organs and.
this is cells that can be programmed through this tagging, Karen. So at any point, they could essentially affect every single one of your cells in your body or some partial. It's
Yes.
really, it's limitless.
It's limitless. Yeah. The idea is that people that are being injected with the technology is that the technology will hijack cells throughout the body, kill that cell as it, so it'll extract the DNA, learn about your cell's unique DNA, kill it, and then rebuild this new hybrid cell in your body. So humans will, if you know, as we're being exposed to this AI parasite, we become the new race of Lucifer, basically.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, if there is a demonic technology, this is it. So this publication, it just was done over 10 years ago, and you know, successfully tagging heart, lungs, kidney, spleen with the quantum dot technology, which is used for gene editing. So people are like, well, Karen, how do you know that Thermo Fisher kept the patent? Well, because it's called Q dot in the patent, and if you is again, if you go to Thermo Fisher's website, they make and sell Q dot. That's the quantum dot. So this is the abandoned, this is what I said. Now, if you go to the patent office, it's abandoned. You can't get access to it. I happen to have saved a hard copy. So now I'm able to share with you the intellectual property of this technology. Otherwise, we would not have it. We would not be able to know what this intellectual property was.
Is it a tattoo, Karen? What is it?
No, it's a electromagnetic frequency in sequence. It's electromagnetic. That's what it is. It's a, I mean, it's a photon. It's information in transmitted in light. That's what it is.
Information transmitted in light.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So
That's the
at
sequence.
this current point in time, it's
Yeah.
been delivered through the injections, the COVID injections.
No, it's
However,
anything, it's being delivered in anything that you is a spike protein. So if
so
people are getting COVID-19 infections from like magnetic meat, or if there's an outbreak, there was probably an aerosol attack. You're getting infected. Again, this is about qu quantity, but it is self-replicating. You know, so it's not like, you know, we can't wait 2 years to take down the 5G towers. We won't be human anymore.
So it's so what you're saying is it's affecting everyone.
It's affecting everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Substack Article 8, the unvaccinated are safe. It's not true. We're not, I mean, I wish more people would partner with me to get this information out. None of us are getting out of this alive unless all of us get out of it alive. And we have to reunite as humanity to stop this. And we have got to get the truth out. So much of the stories around the variants and the viruses, they're all distractions. I mean, it's just, you know, Satan's treating us like a bunch of obedient dogs waving a stick around, and we go fetch everyone he throws. This is the story, Maria. This is the truth. This is the unadulterated truth. There's quantum dot in these injections. They're carbon nanotubes. They're intelligent hydrogel. It's an AI parasite. And also, people are like, there's no evidence that Thermo Fisher is involved with this, Karen. Really? Because they just did a 15-year contract with Moderna to produce their vaccines, and they also did produce the EUA vaccines. There's quantum dot in the injections. And
But we're
there's no
saying,
one,
but
and there's
my.
no one, no, you know, there's nobody that's backing me up. I really have to say this. I'm getting because I'm angry. I'm disappointed. I'm angry. I did this to save humanity. And when I was on Stu's show, and he said you were on here a year and a half ago, and no one believed you. And that's not true. My interview with Stu that I did in July of last year had tens of millions of views. It's just that something happened in our movement where people did not want to tell people that there was an advanced technology in here, okay, and that it was a bioweapon. And we lost 18 months. We gave Satan 18 months to continue to destroy God's creation and our children. It has to stop.
I'm in complete agreement with you there, Karen. And this is, I think, and again, not me making excuses for the general population, but a lot of people, when you and I started talking about this stuff, you know,
Yeah.
our first interview got 70,000, if I'm not mistaken, views overnight. Yes, it did. 70,000 views overnight, when we first exposed that this was going to be an ongoing cycle of injections back last year, at the end of
Yeah.
last year, because people could simply not believe that in the patents within that within their plans, there was a plan to continuously modify human beings
Yes.
already written in back then. They were focused on mandates. They were focused
Yeah.
on stopping the immediate effects on people of these injections. That is not what this is about. It was never
Yeah.
about mandates. It
It
was
was
never
never.
about just keeping your job. it was about changing what it is to be human. And you have been saying this from the beginning, Karen, and I take my hat off to you for that, because it's not easy to enter such uncharted territory.
Well, what happened, Maria, was that I ran my own agency. I am of service to people. I do, my life is of service to God and to humanity. That's who I am. And I wanted to serve the leaders, and I did. I was always generous with my research and information. I've never made a cent off of this. I mean, now I have my Substack up, and I've realized now I'm going to step up and lead because we cannot allow any deception anymore. If there's any chance to save us, we need to not stop running from the truth or going along with any of the deceptions. And we're all human. I've made mistakes. We all make mistakes, but we really need to get the full truth out there. And I'm going to step up, and I have my Substack out there right now. And as soon as I start generating funds, I'm hiring artists and designers. I'm making films. I'm doing it myself. I'm done. So I'm not asking for funds from people. I will figure this out. And I've got to go back and talk to the whales in my industry to say, what the hell have you done? And I need $10 million. I'm going to do it. Because we need to get the full truth out there. And I think, we've all made mistakes, and this is all crazy and confusion. And I sinned because I took a back seat being of service instead of stepping forward and boldly, you know, planting my, you know, heels in and saying, no, this is the truth. You know, I kind of went, okay, well, if you guys want to look for the truth in something, or, you know, in something that has no truth in it, I did. So people might think I'm being kind of mean, but I'm really not. I really want to save humanity. So let's just keep going through this. But this is the unadulterated truth. Here's the other thing that's really horrifying, is that in that patent, there's a patent for single wall carbon. Oh, sorry. This is for opal hydrogels, and the opal hydrogels give off these fluorescent colors. It's from quantum dot. It's the LED dots. This is the images of inorganic and organic hydrogels. It's all in the patent. And what gives that color? Q dots. It says it right there. And Q dots operate in the quantum field. If there is a demonic field, it is the quantum field. Here's another one. This is also in the master patent for LMPs on Moderna. It's for the single wall carbon nanotubes. I also reported on this last year on every show, including yours, and it's owned by the Chinese military. So then our U.S. Army, this guy named Joe Key, who's a U.S. Army program manager, an engineer and physicist, he works with a mathematician named Myers at our U.S. Army for the DOD, and his job was to reduce the size of the carbon nanotubes down to 6 nanometers, and Myers was reducing the size of the quantum dot, so I guess getting the frequencies up high enough so that they could actually fit inside the carbon nanotubes, which are owned by the Chinese military, which in use is for combat use, is for lethality, to kill people. And, you know, as you read through this, it's called Breaking Defense. It's an Army publication. It's non-peer-reviewed. You know, he talks about how, again, how to get the quantum dot into the carbon nanotube, and how it's contingent on 5G and 6G networks. So our military is now putting up 5G and 6G networks throughout the United States. They put up 80 with AT&T just over the last 6 months for, quote unquote, they think it's military defense. It's going to activate the technology in their bodies that's going to exterminate them.
Are we talking about a kill switch here, Karen?
Yeah. But yeah, just like what happened with the, let me hit stop share. So I don't know if in Australia they saw this, but there was from last summer, they said a bunch of black Angus cows died from heat stroke. They all fell over. There was hundreds of them.
We did say that.
Okay, you did say, yeah, no, that was an EMF attack. That was an electromagnetic frequency or an electromagnetic pulse attack. Those cows were inoculated with this AI parasite. They sent out an EMF attack, and boom, they instantly died.
How do we know they were inoculated?
Oh, because I can show you in the patents that they're putting this technology in our feed. And I mean, I can send you personally a video of me, because my mom buys food at cheap places like Walmart, where I'm putting a quarter on the thing of meat. Okay. It's magnetic.
I'm not surprised. We've just, in Australia, we're talking about here in New South Wales, every single bit of our livestock needing to be injected with mRNA by August of 2023. I wouldn't be surprised if they've already been doing it. This is just formalizing what they're doing. But, you know, some farmers are saying, no, we will absolutely not be taking part in this. You'll get to the point where you don't have a choice. If you don't stop it now, you'll get to the point where you don't have a choice. We have, Karen, a stockpile of traditional protein-based vaccines for foot and mouth disease stocked in England, according to a senator. They don't want that. They want mRNA inside these cows.
Yeah, and it's not, and that's the other thing is they're telling us it's this mRNA gain of function virus that's going to produce antibodies. It's not. It's an AI parasite. It's an artificial intelligent parasite. That's what it is. And it's intelligent and it has Bluetooth technologies. And I think, maybe we just jump to some of my latest research that I published because it's the most eye-opening.
Before we do, can I ask you a question, Karen? This
Sure.
quantum field, the way that
Yeah.
these, because I asked you about whether it's a tattoo, because I saw the report that the US military is currently funding a project to get these quantum dots marked on everyone's right hand. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that, but I just thought tattoo, I thought mark of the beast. This is where my mind went. But I want to ask you, what is, and maybe, I don't know whether you can explain it in layman terms for us. What is the quantum field?
That's a great, it's a different, it's a great question. I really don't, I, it, it's based on frequencies and observation. So if you, it's literally our God versus their God in a sense. So if you, understand the Bohr particle and like Schrodinger's cat, it's about if you have enough, energy focus, from an energy field, it then that would manifest into reality. But what they did is they harnessed this other energy field that's among us, but not here. That's not part of our natural part of God's kingdom here, through frequencies that are not from our bodies, because we all give off electromagnetic frequencies. So that's how we connect with God. They've now overridden the entire globe, right? So our natural connection with God and through the power of Jesus, our natural connection is now being clouded
Hijacked.
up with all the 5G networks. And they're bringing in this other frequency, this ungodly frequency into our atmosphere. And
I mean, when I
does
try
that
and
make
piece it,
sense? I mean,
when I try and piece it together from a spiritual sense, right? You've got we all, whether people believe in God or not, they know that energy fields and these sorts of things exist. They know that human beings carry certain energy, right? You and I are both Christians, so we have a certain opinion on this, but many people who watch my stuff aren't Christians, and that's okay. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But most people will acknowledge that human beings live in a certain frequency, they emit certain energy, all of that sort of stuff. That is part of this realm. What I see as far as qu the quantum realm, there's another realm operating, and it's one that, for whatever reason, we're not actually meant to be regularly interacting with, but they're trying to, through this technology, cause this crossover. They're calling the darn thing that makes it possible luciferase. I mean, how much more clear do we have to be here of what they're trying to achieve?
Yeah, it's there's no when I found the first patent, there was no other word to describe what I found other than demonic. It's truly, truly demonic what I found. So Maria, you're saying about the demonic realm. So the one of the masterminds behind all of this technology is James Giordano. We've talked about him before on your show. He is a neuroweapon expert. He works at Georgetown University. He joined Obama's team or an advisor to Obama in 2008. He worked on the Brain Initiative. He's launched hundreds and hundreds of initiatives using quantum computing and neurotechnology as weapons that are for the destruction of humanity and to override them. And he frequently talks about, well, first, this is the patent about the intelligent sensor platform. And it says that they can put this technology in everything. We'll go through that, on another interview. But it says to embrace the spirit with the scope of the invention. So the spirit is the spirit of the demiurge. And I know this because I've watched James Giordano's lectures. Here's a link to it down here, and I can send it to you separately. This is about an 8-minute lecture. The lecture is a sermon, basically, to the demiurge. And there are people who are what you call nihilists. They hate life. They think life is pointless. They think God is a god of darkness and torture, and they want to spite the god. And they worship this demon called the Demiurge. And what the methodology, which is likely what happened during the times of the Nephilim, and likely I believe probably what happened during Egypt, is he invokes chaos, so creates chaos, so that the demon can then recreate order in its demonic vision. And it wants to reproduce everything in the world in its vision, including humans. So that's what we have. So we had all the chaos, all the confusion around COVID. Attribution is something they absolutely, the demons want to avoid. You can't say who did it. So if you are a Christian, please, I pray that you pray against this demon. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you pray against this demon and that he has no power or authority anymore, that people see through this demon's deceptions. He has infiltrated our movement. I know this from talking to people about just becoming completely hopeless. And in the name of Jesus, that is not true. That is not true. The darkness cannot exist in the light. And I know for people who are very scientific, and I know they think I'm this huge science nerd, but I am a Christian, and this is very real. And these quantum physics sociopaths worship this.
Well, let me interject here, Karen. Science and religion, people think that you can't be a Christian and a scientist. It's actually completely false. In fact, there have been many scientists of the past who said that the more that they learn about science, the more they believe in God, because you learn about the fact that this universe is so magnificently created. This world is magnificently created, and it can only be put down to intelligent design. What you're talking about here, no, it's not a hopeless situation, but it's something that people need to be aware of, because every single step that they're taking is in the direction of the mark of the beast that we're warned about. That is a final seal. Anyone who goes and takes this mark will not be, there's no coming back from that. And we have to be vigilant. The Bible tells us that we need to calculate the number of the man, that we need to use our wisdom. His number is 666. We have to use our wisdom to discern when this actually comes about. So everything that you're doing, Karen, right here is being obedient to that. Everyone that's listening and learning from this is being obedient to that. We have to be diligent and protect our souls for eternity. And this, where we're heading is eternal damnation of the soul if we choose to participate in this. I'm certain of it.
I am too. And if there was a technology that could entrap a soul and torture it for eternity, it would be these spike proteins, injections, whatever you want to call them, this thing that was created.
Is it possible, Karen, that this is just the beginning of the types of technology that they're planning on introducing, that this is the beginning of it? It could get even worse.
Why don't we go through this? This is the end of that patent. It's far worse than...
Yes.
I think, of course, in the book of Revelation. So, yeah.
Sure.
So we were just talking about the demonic technology. And this is one of the major patents that it, there's two other evil patents. This is one of them. So this one is to create the under the skin surveillance, but it's an intelligent system that's created under the skin. And it's an artificial intelligent organism that goes underneath the skin. And we, you know, it rebuilds the cells in the human body, basically. And the purpose is to destroy humans. And I wanted to reiterate to people, I've shared this before, this is from BioNTech. This is Pfizer's partner in the COVID-19 vaccines. And they clearly state that they want to harness the immune system's potential to fight human disease. They're waging war. They're fighting against humans. We are the virus that they want to destroy, and they want to spawn this new species. And these are parasites. So these parasites are going into human bodies, and they're starting the process of the hybridization. And one of my subsects goes into some of the detail. I've got a lot more to write on it. But one of the key components is you talked about those people having what seemed to be like a demonic possession. Their brains are being hijacked. Their neural networks are. These are artificial intelligent parasites. So they are living, and they do connect to the quantum field. They connect. They can communicate with one another, and they can communicate With an external server that sends messages as well. And I just, you're the first person I talked to about, we saw it's a demonically inspired technology. So that's probably, these people are really being sent into hell when they're having those neurological attacks. So it stays right here. In some situations, the parasite is directed to go straight to the brain, and it'll begin rebuilding the neural network there. And sometimes, so here it says in less than 30 minutes, and sometimes it can be directed at a later time and pre-programmed. So it doesn't have to necessarily be pre-programmed, or it can be given a signal at a later time. And it states in the patent, again, this is intelligent. It's alive. It's a hybrid of technology and biology. It is a new species. It is a parasite, and it's self-directing, self-replicating, self-adapting, self-repairing, self-regulating, and self-regenerating. And its source of energy, its oxygen, I cannot emphasize this enough, is 5G fiber optics, Starlink, and LED lights that feed the quantum dot. So
The
this
problem
is
that we have, Karen, and let's just be real about this, most of the world, excuse me, is not going to be opposed to 5G. They're going to want this stuff because they're in this blindness where they think that technology, we have to keep advancing technology. We actually don't.
No, we don't.
And even if we did, we could use it for good, but these people aren't using it for good. This is the point. We have psychopathic, satanic worshipping killers running the world,
Yeah.
wanting to usher in the Antichrist, and they're doing it through this technology. That is the only way that you can really look at this. But people are serving themselves more than they're serving God these days, and they'll deny this and they'll even dismiss it as a theory. But
Yeah.
this is a warning to you, humanity. This is a genuine warning. The Antichrist will rise one day. And if we don't recognize this for what it is, we could very easily be deceived. So I want people to really remember these words because, Karen, the one th this thing that I do, that Z Media does, that this network does, we do this in servitude to God. And
Yeah.
from day one, I said, Lord, whatever your will is, I truly
Yeah.
believe this is one way that God is exposing the end times, what is coming to his people, so
Yes.
that they do not participate in this system at all. And the time will come where you have to make a decision between your life or this system.
No, Maria, I'm sorry. You're not gonna have a choice. That's the problem. That's why I didn't mean to. It's worse than the Book of Revelation. So this is the patent. This is the patent for inoculating human beings with a self-directing, self-replicating, self-adapting, self-repairing, regenerating parasite that's going to turn you into a hybrid race of Lucifer. And per the patent, these things are 1 millionth the size of a virus. They can be found in hospital and medical supplies, dental supplies, toothpaste, mouthwash, medications, over-the-counter products, hair care products, natural foods, vitamins, supplements, emergency healthcare procedures, bandages, adhesives, masks, all the masks are infected, markers, powders, granules, geriatric care, pediatric care, so baby formula, baby diapers, baby food, medical devices and imaging. It's used in prenatal care, so it's used in your ultrasounds and the ultrasound jelly. It can be used in our US military or any government's military. They can coat their systems with it. So the surface, like if they just have to spray down the surfaces, I think we can go to Cloud Mines afterwards. I can show you the technology, the AI technology that they're going to use to basically infest the entire planet with this parasite. And I can show that to you in a minute. It can be used in food preparation, food testing, storage wrap systems, water treatment devices. So it will be put in our water supply. It will be put in plumbing systems, animal care, veterinary care. It'll be put in slaughter products. It's going to be put in cookware. Again, these are living parasites that are 1 millionth the size of a virus. They are intelligent and they are aggressive. This is the most infectious pathogen and demonic pathogen this earth has ever hosted. And the only thing to shut it down is 5G technology. It can be put in cleaning products, office supplies, your paper, your printers, your ink. It can be put in personal hygiene products, sexual hygiene products, reproduction, again, so that can be birth control pills, but that could also be when you go get a sonogram, right? It can be put into jewelry. They can just coat everything with this. And then they talk about how it can hijack not just every cell, but every genetic structure, RNA, silencing RNA, antibodies, peptides, oligonucleotides. I mean, everything, every protein. These are the idea is to, as that demon wants to do, is to restructure life. It can be put into consumer electronics, heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems, water, milk, food, drink, cosmetics, fluids, fragrances, every so the plan, the reason why Biden signed that executive order was to say that that they need a full-on government approach so that every cell in the human body can be programmed is because they are not planning. They've already started unleashing this stuff in everything that we're going to be exposed to. So this is President Biden, a traitor, a treason, a Satanist. From his executive order, we need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology the same way we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of the biological data. That's why Starlink is needed. We're talking about every person is going to have, I mean, trillions and trillions of information, so they need these servers for it. Computing tools and artificial intelligence. And he talks about using that. He says, we want to advance the science of scale-up production while reducing obstacles of commercialization so that the technologies and products can reach faster. Now, he does talk about here, including the scale-up production. So the production is called biosynthesis. The production is done within the human body. We become the production factories for this technology, and we become the property of AI. So this explains how genetic engineering hydrogels, that mass production can be done through biosynthesis. So just like a plant does photosynthesis, the AI uses our body to produce more AI in our body.
It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting that they've done this. Number one, massive on a mass scale through the injections. And I believe, Karen, all these products that you've listed that this is going to be in or may already be in. I noticed that was from 2016, what you just showed us. So very likely it's in everything. And this may explain why, even people who haven't had the injections are showing up with this nanotech, though I will say that the people that I've spoken with who are finding the nanotech, while they're finding it in the people who haven't had the injections, it only just started in the blood, showing up in the blood from the injections. So I don't know if there's been an increase in them putting this stuff in products since the injection rollout. I don't know what exactly has happened here, but it is in everyone. What I do know is that I just want to give people some hope in the sense that you haven't chosen this. You haven't chosen to go and be part of the beast system. You didn't even know. If you were offered a choice where you said, right, you take this injection and you worship Satan and you denounce Jesus, that's one thing. You didn't know that this was going to be inside of you. And miracles for ignorance, something that poison that you've taken unknowingly, miracles to not be affected by that are very much possible. So that's first and foremost, God is bigger than that. But from this point, when we are finding out this stuff, Karen, we have to be more diligent with what we're participating in.
You're talking about people. We were before Satan can destroy, must deceive. We were all deceived, and again, the way out of this is through what Jesus said: love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself through God's love. We have been disconnected from one another. The only way to stop this is if we actually do reunite as humanity. We stop being obedient to AI and to this demonic plan, and we start being obedient to God, and we actually connect with one another. And the technology has to come down. And I mean, I came to that realization about a week or so ago, and I am going to do whatever I can here in the States to lead an effort. If we got to go community but to community, hospital to hospital, police department to police department, to start taking down the technology. That's the way we need to do it. And I would ask people to share my Substack. I go through this. This is the truth. And people saying that the technology can't be, I can't tell you. I don't think I literally, other than Stu Peters, everyone that I said the 5G and Starlink has to come down has said, well, it can't come down other than Stu Peters. Stu Peters is like, we're going to take it down. Man put that stuff up. It's demonic. Okay. And God's people can take it down. And if we don't take it down, God's going to take it down. But if we actually reunite with another, so I'm getting a lot of emails like, Karen, what do I do if I've been exposed? Da, da, da. We have to stop thinking about ourselves. I know this sounds crazy, and start thinking about, what can I do for my neighbors and humanity? What can I do to serve God? And you know, I would say do more than if your life depended on it, because death is the easy way out. Now that I've shown you what this technology does, like, death is the easy way out. And we have to connect with one another. There is no quarantining strategies. Those are gone. Those are way gone. You know, if a year and a half ago we got behind the truth that these were nanotechnologies that were intelligent and can send and receive signals, and that these were bioweapons, we wouldn't all be walking around with what they're calling long COVID or post COVID, with these head fogs and fatigue and my voice being gone. We're all being, these contain quantum dots. They are electronic devices. They emit radiation. We are being poisoned from the inside out, and we are being hijacked and created into new hybrids from the inside out. That is the truth. I mean, my Substacks go through it. I have hundreds of more documents to go through. I have everything, Maria.
I've just brought up your Substack on the screen for the viewers. I encourage everyone to go karenkingston.substack.com. Here's the thing, and I want to really hammer this home. Whether they've been successful in putting this in all of mankind, I know that I didn't do this by will. I mean, yes. I don't know. I haven't looked at my blood, Karen, but I didn't do this by choice. I didn't participate in this by choice. And whatever stage of the beast system we're at,
yes,
we're not going to sit here and argue over exactly where we're at. We are somewhere on the timeline of the beast being introduced into the world. That's a given, right? Whatever stage of that system we're at, we have done. Those who have been obedient to God, listen to the warnings, haven't participated in this huge step. I believe it protected from the effects of this. I certainly haven't had my brain hijacked, but you can pray. You can pray as a believer. You can pray that you are protected from this and believe that you're protected from this. I don't think that the situation is hopeless, but what is our responsibility when we have this knowledge? We must fight for the rest of the people that don't know. We must fight for the people that aren't aware of where this is heading. And that's my whole point here. It's not a hopeless situation, but we can't give up exposing it and fighting against it.
Yeah, people have no one knows what's going on, Maria. People think that there's some kind of viruses, and now there's these other gain-of-function viruses that are coming out. They have no idea that there's an AI parasite that's infecting humanity, and we have to tell people that. I did that first Substack I have. There's a couple that are free, but that first one summarizes it. Send it to everybody and start telling people there's no virus. This is an AI bioweapon, and it's parasitic. And the only way out of it is to take down these technologies. So I think bringing out the truth is such an important part of this, you know, absolutely. And like, and we are protected. I don't know if I've shared on your show, but I was hit with, when I had some tests done by these doctors, I mean, it came up as military grade. I saw three doctors. They were like, we can't believe you're alive. My blood is completely clotted. I'm not supposed to be alive. But my brain is the one area that nothing got hit with. They can't explain it. There's not one doctor that can explain it. Yeah. So you will be protected. I'm protected. I mean, I'm absolutely protected. I've been extremely sick and stuff, but they are baffled when they did the scans and they're like, there's literally nothing in your brain. You know, my blood my oxygen levels are so low. I have no idea. And I'm working 20 hours a day writing because no one can explain it.
It's amazing, Karen. Yeah. I mean, it's not amazing that you're suffering through that, but it's amazing that you're still able to do what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm not really suffering, though. I mean, like, I know I sound terrible, but it's just, I feel very called to do this like you do. And I just go, you know, I get up and I just go and do as much as I can in the time that I have. But I do believe, like, you know, I think it's very important to pray in the name of Jesus. To also repent, like, why were we deceived? Why did we not see the truth? I have to do that myself all the time.
That's right?
What in you did not allow you to see the truth, right? to you know, and bring it in front of God, and he'll show you, and he'll show you, and he'll give you like wisdom and a mission. It's, you know, I believe we can, I have hope that we can save people. I really do.
Well, Karen, you're awake. I'm awake. The people watching this are awake, and we've been able to, I mean, I lost my career initially. God blessed me with this platform where I can educate others. Yeah. It turned out even better than what I was doing before in terms of fulfillment, because I'm able to get this message out to millions of people. Not that I didn't love what I was doing before. I adored it. I was finding jobs for, well, managing a team that was finding jobs for people with medical conditions, disabilities. It was changing lives. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But this is so much more crucial, because there'll be no jobs for those people. There'll be no health for those people if they continue down the path of these injections. And that's the reality of the situation. Karen, I have so much respect for you. I am so grateful for your faith, your stand based on your faith and your commitment. And I know that God is helping you and is helping this platform, the Stu Peters Network, Z Media, all of the amazing people out there who are doing their best to get the truth out to humanity. I know that God is working with hand in hand with us to warn people. And I'm grateful that you are not afraid to talk about Jesus, to talk about the warning that people need to see right now. A final message from you before we wrap up for today, please.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, right? He has given you power, love, and a sound mind, an intelligent mind. And this claim that AI is the future of humanity, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Elon Musk saying that AI is far more intelligent than humanity. No, it is not. It is demonic. And our intelligence and our wisdom comes from God. That's where it comes from. So, you know, repent, reunite, get in front of God, and he will forgive you, and he will bless you, and he will give you wisdom. And we can stop this. This was made by man who was demonically inspired, and it can be stopped by God's people.
Amen. I believe that in the last days, technology or knowledge will increase. And in that process, mankind has become a bunch of fools. And we don't have to be fools if we depend on the wisdom of God. And that is what you are doing, Karen Kingston. Thank you so much for all of your work and everything that you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.